You can't build peace on empty stomachs.
Let's bring one and one together. I watch the world from your point of view.
Welcome to the IAS podcast with the International Conference for Youth in Agriculture topic. I'm your host, Ingar, and today we have two incredible guests joining us, the passionate agricultural enthusiasts, Fitri and Prem. Get ready for an insightful conversation on the future of agriculture, youth involvement, and sustainable practices. So let's say hi first. Hi, Fitri.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Prem.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. How are you guys?
I'm fine, thank you. How about you, Prem?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, great.
You're doing good.
Great, guys. Okay, and for your information, we will hold the ICYA 2024 in February, and let's ask some questions to our guests. Are you ready, guys?
Yes, sure. Yes.
Okay. Prem, what is ICYA?
Yeah. So before answering the questions, hi everyone and hi you dear. I'm Prem and I'm the Vice President of Exploration of ESOL. And moving on to questions, thank you for wonderful questions. And the ICI is Annual International Conference for Youth in Agriculture, holding on 2024. And in this conference, we'll bring more than 60 or 70 young people from across the globe together in Yogyakarta, Indonesia, and many more online. And also, Yogyakarta will be the center of youth involvement in agriculture for 3 to 4 days. There will be several training by our training committee. Policy papers will be written together, and the Food and Agriculture Youth Institute will be like involved. So basically, we'll look into the current trends of the owners of youth lead solutions for zero hunger. Basically, we are focusing on the youth lead solutions for zero hunger, who nurture the sustainable futures through agriculture. And we talk about more about youth lead solutions, also visit to many international organizations around Indonesia. So all in all, in simple form, ICA is an international conference who bring youth from across the globe for discussions and for call to actions. And all in all, ICA will be a moment of actions.
So thank you, Prem. I think I see YA is a really, really good agenda for the youth people. And maybe I will next to question number two to Fitri. Why is ICYA held? Time is yours.
Thank you. And so hello everyone. My name is Fitri. I am the ICYA manager. Board of the Vice President of External Relations. So why is ICYA held? The first is to exchange ideas, knowledge, and information among students globally. Basically, we have three main activities, such as scientific sessions, like seminar and talk show. Secondly, like an excursion, and the last main event is a workshop. So what is the aim of these three events? The main of the scientific session is to share the latest insights from the field of agriculture with a global audience. And secondly, for the excursion, I think this event aims to enlighten the participants with new perspectives on ES and their future professional life. And also to encourage participants to gain more insights from farmers. And in Indonesia, we also conduct the VCP, Village Concept Project. So it's also helped to encourage young generations to help people in village. And lastly, for the workshop, the purpose of this event is to increase the capacity of youth to work on their projects and ideas, by giving them training, connections, and inspiration. So I think that's our reasons to conduct this event.
Okay, so why is ICYA held? Because to exchange ideas, knowledge, and information. And we have three main activities like scientific session, excursion and
Oh,
a
yes.
workshop, isn't it?
Yes, great.
Okay, Prem, how long has ICYA been held?
Yeah, before moving how long, I would like to connect some history of ICIA, how we started this conference in years. So everyone is facing COVID and like youth people are not getting that platform to explore their ideas and like their experience and also their skills. So we started ICIA. So ICIA held yearly. Before 2023, we have one ICIA for whole regions, for whole ES members. But from the last year, we expanded it to three, more than three, because we want to like provide opportunity to young people to expand their ideas, to deliver their ideas, experience and knowledge. All in all, it's all about exchanging ideas, knowledge and skills among students and being better version, right? So this year we'll have more than three ICI in all regions, might be in Africa, MENA, America, Asia, and like Europe. So first ICI will be held in Yogyakarta, Indonesia from 22nd February to 25th February in 2024. So this is the history and this is the like durations, how ICI held and how we proceed with these things. Yeah, amazing. Over to you.
Okay, so for 2024 ICIA will be held in Yogyakarta, Indonesia from 22 to 25 February, isn't it, Prem?
Yeah.
So please save the date, guys. Don't forget to join our ICYA. And Fitri, what is the topic focus of ICYA?
Hello. Yeah.
Okay.
So the focus topic of ICYA is agriculture, which aligns with the SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations. In 2023, we conducted ICYA in the three countries, such as the Netherlands, Chile, and the Bangladesh. And the topics that we encounter were circular economy, smart farming, and innovation in wine production. And I think for the Indonesia, it's related to zero hunger.
Okay. For next year ICYA will be talk about zero hunger, guys. Okay. And the next question to Prem, how will ICYA 2024 be implemented?
Yeah. So before answering these questions, I'll also like add some things around what is the topic focus on ICIA. This year we are focusing on zero hunger. Also, like additionally, we are focusing on the youth lead solutions, because youth are those people who have that desire to change, desire of changes to communities, to the society. So we are more focusing on the youth lead solutions around zero hunger and focusing on the sustainable agriculture part. So as Fitri said, we're focusing on the SDGs and also global good of United Nations. So moving on to my questions, like your questions, how will ICIA 2024 will be implemented? Like implementation part will be simple. Like we are the global student association and we focus on the simpler part and also like trying to gather youth people from across the globe. So this year we'll focus on youth advocacy, because youth advocacy is important to have some policies to highlight some other things. And next one is food system, might be the one of the part we think and we implement on the grounds. Also, we majorly focus on the youth lead solutions and policy paper, because we have a strong independent committee called FI, and they are our independent committee and help us in the producing the policy paper and position papers. Those come from the call to action process. So these are the implementation part, and also majorly we are focusing on the call to action process. These are the implementation part of ours. We are not only limit ourselves into talking, into like networking and discussion. We focus on the call to action process and also like produce some policy and position papers for the futures, and also advocate for the food systems and also like youth advocacy, right? So in simpler form, All in all, the ICI will be a moment of actions. Also, we'll produce some outcomes from the like conference, not only the networking and the discussions. Yeah, this is the implementation part.
Okay, so how the ICYA 2024 will be implemented is focused on call to action process, guys. Next question to Fitri, why do young people have to attend this conference?
This conference offers several opportunities for young generations. I think there are three main reasons for people to join this event, such as first is the knowledge exchange. So young generations can share their personal experiences and projects to create a basis for mutual understanding and knowledge sharing. And the second is networking. They can enlarge their network, because they can meet and network with the young generation and leaders in the field of agriculture and related science across the globe. Because in this event, we also invite several professionals from several stakeholders, including your company, farmers, and also government. And last but not least, is the actions for our young generations to support our field. It is time not just to sit, but do some actions for our agriculture.
Okay, guys. So why do people have to attend? Because of knowledge and exchange, networking, and action to our field. Okay, because it's in the end of our podcast, maybe Prem and Fitri, could you give a message for young people or your closing statement for our podcast? Maybe
yeah,
Prem first, okay?
Yeah, so as a youth, I will also advocate for the youth people's youth involvement and like how we produce some things for the youth. So I will have messages for young people in some parts. So first one is the time for action is now. So like everyone call youth people are the like future of tomorrow, but for our future, we have to like work from now. And we have to take actions from now that will be helpful for our sustainable futures, and we can have amazing things on the agriculture part. So first one is act now. So we have to act now and gather all the inputs from our side, and also focus on the action part. Second one is act together. So we have to unite together and act together for the like better food systems and like sustainable agriculture practices, also like for sustainable natures and other things. And third one is we have to act differently, might be uniquely or differently. We have to include our ideas, knowledge, and experience, also skills for the actions. So that might be create some difference, and like we have desire for change, right? So if we act together, act differently, and act now, we can like have some differences in the society, local communities, and also in the all around the globe. So basically, also in additions, I will also highlight three parts, might be 3A, triple A. First one is aspire, second one is advocate, and third one is actions. So for the aspire, we have to aspire young people to join conference like ICIA and also other movements, so youth people can gather ideas, knowledge, and skills, so they can build themselves as a better version of themselves, and also be a better young people who can speak, who can raise their voices, and also like take actions in the ground and local communities. So second one is advocate. As a youth, we have to advocate for the sustainable future, also advocate for the food system, advocate for the policies and other things, because we are the like advocate, we are the peoples who have that desire for change, and we have to start to advocate from now. So third one is actions. We have to take actions, might be small but tangible. I repeat it again. We have to take actions, might be small, but tangible. So we have to take tangible actions, which might be achieved by us in futures, and we can create some difference on the society, in communities, and also in the globe. So it's all about how we proceed to actions and how can we make a difference in the society. So in conclusion, I'll say, young people, please join the International Conference for Youth in Agriculture. This would be an amazing opportunity for you to network, to build connections, also to have amazing understanding of trends in agriculture and youth involvement and youth engagement. And you can understand how policy paper and position and policy are making around the youth. Also how we are doing network, how we are making connections, and how we are focusing on the food system and other parts as a youth. So these are the highlights, and these are the suggestions, and these are the messages. So please join ICA and see you around in Indonesia. Thank you.
Okay, great speech from Prem. So Fitri, time is yours.
Yeah, for me, it's pretty the same with Prem. I really want to encourage young generations to find a solutions and gather together to find solutions from our problems, especially related to the agriculture. Because as we can see that the climate crisis and zero hunger are getting worse. So for young generation, let's gather and find a solution together by joining ICYA in 2024.
Okay, great closing statement from Fitri. So thank you so much for being our guest, and thank you for joining us on the IAS podcast at the International Conference for Youth in Agriculture. Thanks to our insightful guests, Fitri and Prem, for sharing their valuable perspective. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe and stay tuned for more inspiring discussion on the intersection of youth and agriculture. Until next time, keep cultivating change and sowing the seed of a sustainable future. Thank you so much. See you guys. Thank you.
Let's bring one and one together. I watch the world from your point of view.